Lantern's Aura presents Aslantha, Episode 10, Grog.
I have never in my life bought clothes that cheap.
I know, that was great. Like, what a deal. I guess there's not much use for winter clothing this time of the year, except if you're going into the snowy hell that is that district.
No, I mean, I've never had clothes this cheaply made.
They seem fine to me.
They're just so plain. Just dyed wool and fur. The dye job isn't even that great, and the fur looks like it wasn't even treated.
It doesn't matter what it looks like, it just needs to be warm.
I know, you told me at the shop.
It could have been cheaper if you went with the undyed ones. No need for that look, just pointing it out.
Whoa, what's that?
The gates to the snow district.
That's amazing. It looks like it's made of glass.
You've never been here?
You haven't either.
Of course not, I didn't grow up here.
I didn't grow up here either. I grew up in the desert. Don't know how many times I have to keep saying that.
Tick, people around here don't travel to other districts much. Usually one stays in one or two districts. The center is the exception. Almost everyone's been there.
Seems cramped.
How do you think they made this? It's enormous and all out of clear ice. Even the mechanisms that allow it to open are just ice. Whoa, anyone else feel that? This dropped like 10 degrees.
Yeah. I guess it answers the question of how that gate never melts.
Get your cloaks on. This is nothing.
Right. We're in the midst of a blizzard warning. Just keep calm. Evacuation will still proceed as normal. Just keep calm and follow our directions, all right?
A blizzard? That can't be good.
As long as it's not magic and teleports us somewhere else, it'll be fine.
There's guards at the gate.
That's usually where the guards are.
I mean, they might not let us in.
What? You don't want to have to bribe them again?
I wasn't thinking of that, but yes. I'd rather not do that, though.
Fine, I got this. Excuse me?
What?
Can we go in?
You want to go in? We're kind of in the middle of an evacuation.
Yes, I know that.
It's not just the blizzard, you know. The snow district is prepared for a blizzard, obviously. But there's currently monsters running around slaughtering entire villages as well.
I know that too. My party and I are actually here to help.
Really? Sorry, who sent you?
The Knights of
Grog. Grog sent us.
Grog did.
It took us a little longer than expected to get here.
But we're here now, and we really shouldn't keep him waiting.
Alright then. Go on in. Good luck with your mission, and may Orion watch over you.
See? And we didn't even have to give them money this time.
Be quiet.
I take back everything I ever said. Take me back to the desert.
Why is it so cold?
Have you two never seen snow before?
I grew up in a desert. What do you think?
Can we just get inside before my ears freeze off?
Where, though? I doubt people will just let us into their homes.
What about that place? It looks like a tavern. Might have our monster on it. You two go sit by one of the fires. I'll see if I can track down our mysterious monster hunter.
Any idea who it might be?
I don't know. Some guy named Rog. But none of these guys look like great monster hunters.
Yeah, most of these guys are skin and bones. It's anyone. It's gotta be part of that group over there. They're the only one with weapons of any sort.
I don't like the looks of them, though. Hopefully he's just not here right now.
Barkeep.
Oh, are you here to join the hunting party too?
Hunting party?
The group of hunters going after the giants.
Right. Let's start with the nail, then I'll worry about the hunting party.
Oh, coming right up.
So if I were interested in the party, who would I need to talk to?
You are weak. Grog only takes strong to fight big monsters.
That would be the party's leader.
Great.
Please try to keep the damage to a minimum when you deal with him.
Did he just call himself Grog?
Oh, good. I was hoping I misheard that.
Is it too late to try to steal the ship and go without him?
Let's get Turgeon and go.
Hey, you! With the giant sword!
What's he doing?
We're dead. We are so dead.
What? You want to join Grog?
Yes, I will come with you to fight the giants.
Only strong come with Grog. You fight Grog. If Grog thinks you're strong, you come with Grog.
Deal.
What is he doing?
Good. No more talking. Fight.
So much for staying under the radar, I guess.
We're not gonna have to fight too, are we?
Oh, gods, I hope not. Gotta say, the guy can take a hit.
Which one? Virgin or Grog?
Both.
Fine. You strong. You can follow Grog into battle.
And them?
Fine. Small ones can come with. They make good bait.
Oh, good. Bait. Lovely.
When do we leave?
Now! Get ready! Grog will kill big monsters and bring peace to battle!
Well, he certainly has a way with words.
I hate it here. It's cold, the snow is going through my shoes, I can't tell if it's wolves howling or the wind. Next time we're going somewhere more temperate, like the forest.
Well, next we need to go to the docks. Well, we have Grog with us, it's the only way we're gonna get on that boat.
The boat that'll probably get torn apart as soon as we leave shallow water?
Why don't you both stop complaining? Get to know the rest of Grog's party or something.
Why bother? They're gonna die as soon as we leave the shore at the docks.
Or they might be more capable than you give them credit for.
Grog sees buildings! Might be big monsters!
Buildings? All the way out here?
I'm sure there's villages all over the place.
This seems like such a hard place to live. It's so isolated.
Get moving, bait, or you'll be left behind.
They're right. It would be a bad idea to get left behind out here.
There could be survivors.
I wouldn't bet on that.
No big monsters here. We'll leave.
Wait.
No waiting.
You don't still think there's survivors here, do you? Even if the monster didn't get them, the cold definitely did.
We have to look.
Quickly. Like I said, it'd be really bad to get left behind. There's something off about this.
Besides a whole village being completely torn down?
There's no bodies. I wasn't expecting survivors, but for there to be no bodies, not even the smell of death, it's off.
Maybe this town has been like this for a while, and they got eaten by animals?
Or maybe they just decomposed.
Eaten would still leave blood, lots of it. And decomposing in this cold? No. The bodies were moved somewhere else.
Why would monsters move the bodies somewhere else?
Well, they could be feeding them to offspring.
That's disturbing to think about.
We should go and find Grog's party. If we're right, and there's a nest like that, they're going to need all the help they can get.
Look, there they are.
Is that another village?
No, definitely not.
It kind of looks like a gravesite.
All the way out here, everyone's buried in the graveyard.
That's just what it looks like. With all the poles sticking out of the ground, it looks like they're marking graves.
They're really weirdly shaped. Maybe they're dead trees?
Let's catch up to Grog's party. Maybe they know what it is.
Oh, gods.
Looks like your guess wasn't too far off, Tick.
This is horrific.
Why would ice giants just put people on spikes? That doesn't make any sense.
No monsters here. We leave.
Wait, just like that? Shouldn't
Rowan,
we...
there's nothing we can do, except maybe call somebody to collect the bodies and bring them to the graveyard. But we won't be able to get anyone here with the ice giant still here. We'll have to keep moving.
Hey, Rowan?
Yeah?
You don't look so good.
I don't feel so good.
Neither do I. We need to keep going, though.
I know.
Eslintha is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written by Karma and Sean McGarry and produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. It is performed by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, Sean McGarry, Alkahi, Benjamin Van Tongelen, and Jabs. It was directed by Sean McGarry and edited by Karma and Garrett Cordingley. The Eslintha theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. Comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook and Instagram at lanternzora. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 11 will be airing Friday, December 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.